Being a private investigator means two things. You can be sure you'll run into trouble, and you can never be sure you'll get out of it. Not much you can do about it, I guess, except, like Julie always says,
work stuff clean. Take a try.
And now, Peter Troy investigates a Patsy named Patsy.
To gain their evil end, if I may recoin a thoroughly beat-up phrase, criminals commonly resort to a number of well-known weapons, one of which is the frame-up. In the use of this nasty device, they have something in common with a lot of people who are not criminals in the ordinary professional sense, but who are just a teeny bit crooked and very unpleasant in a number of other ways. Which brings me to the case in which, as far as we are concerned, the villain of the piece was a Mrs. Erica Faulkner.
Don't mind.
What? Who the devil are you?
I asked you first, and it seems to me I have much more right to ask.
What is this? I can't have come into this. No, this is my apartment. How did you get in?
I was admitted by the lady of the house. It's a tenant of your business. How did you get in?
With my own key. Hey, wait a minute. Lady of the house? There's no lady living here. What the blazes are you doing dressed like that? Dressing gown and what have you? Because you've just got out of bed.
It so happens that I did. What else would any decent girl be at 1 o'clock in the morning, but tucked up in bed?
This is crazy. I must be dreaming.
I still want to know what you're doing here. No, you're going to answer my question? Or do I have to telephone the police?
Look, I don't care what you do, as long as you get yourself dressed and get out of here right now. My name is Robert Faulkner, and this is my apartment. My home.
Robert Faulkner. Then you must be Mr. Faulkner's husband.
Mrs. Faulkner, what do you know about my wife? She doesn't live here. We've been separated for 6 months or more.
Separated? Oh, that's strange. She was here earlier this evening and thought she was.
What? What now?
Just hold it right there, friend. Watch the birdie.
You see what I mean? A man takes a photograph, and there it is, a simple, straightforward frame. You've seen it done in the movies, I guess, and I can tell you that trick's been pulled so many times, it's a wonder it still works. But it does, all too often. It was the next morning that I noticed on my date pad an appointment for a Miss Patsy Doyle. And Julie, having gotten out of the wrong side of the bed or something, was using the occasion to read me off.
She is bound to be one of your beautiful girls, as you call them, and I'm giving you notice here and now that I am sick of it.
Oh, you're sick. I'll grant you that, honey. I'm scarcely in the office when you start giving
her... She'll be here any minute, and I'm warning you, if she starts looking down her nose at me and trying to make a date with you, I do not intend to take it lying down.
Well, no. It would be better if you didn't roll around on the floor. A little gnashing of teeth, a certain amount of foaming at the mouth. These things I can take,
will
but...
Will you stop trying to be funny and listen to me, please? I be your Miss Patsy Doyle. You just remember what I said.
As if I could forget.
Good morning. My name is Patsy Doyle. I have an appointment with Mr. Peter Troy. Please come in, Miss Doyle.
Thank you.
I'm Julie Summers, Mr. Troy's secretary.
It's a lucky man he is, to be sure.
It's nice of you to see that.
Our word is Mr. Troy, Miss Doyle.
How do you do, Mr. Troy? I hope you're the clever man I've heard you are.
You're Miss Patsy Doyle, huh? Well, what do you know?
What do I know about what?
Well, I didn't mean that as a question.
What did you see it for? It sounded like a question to me.
Oh, yeah, well, let's just leave it at that, huh?
Won't you sit down, Miss Doyle? Or do you want to go into your office, Mr. Troy?
No. This will do fine, Julie.
I will sit down, thank you, Miss Summers. She's a darling girl now, isn't she, Mr. Troy?
What?
So sweet and fresh looking. If I were a man, Miss Summers is just the kind of secretary I'd like to have. She must brighten the whole day for you.
Julie does that? Oh, yeah, sure. That's right. She brightens my whole day.
Miss Doyle, what I can't understand is why an obviously intelligent, smart young woman like you needs the services of a private investigator.
Oh, that Well, it's in trouble I am.
Oh, what kind of trouble?
I was in a gentleman's apartment last night, and there was a man at the window with a camera, you know, and he took a picture of me with the gentleman.
Oh.
Yes. Most upsetting it was. There I was in the dressing gown, and him such a nice gentleman.
Miss Doyle, before you go any further, I think I should warn you that there are certain kinds of cases that I do not handle.
But you haven't heard the rest of it.
Miss Doyle, Mr. Croy's right. I'm sorry, I didn't know that you were... Oh, I mean, I wouldn't have made the appointment if I'd known it.
Glory be, what are you talking about? I'm trying to tell you it was all a mistake. When I went to the apartment, it was Mrs. Faulkner who engaged me. It wasn't supposed to be a Mr. Faulkner at all.
What?
But if you don't want to take the case, then I'll take my business elsewhere, so I will.
Miss Doyle, sit down, please. I'd like to hear the rest of the story. Perhaps I was a little hasty.
Oh. Well, all right, then. The fact is, Mr. Troy, I have reason to believe that I have been made a pawn in a very nasty game.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got the name for it.
What's that?
Patsy. A patsy is someone who doesn't know what the game's all about, gets nothing out of it, except the blame for the whole thing. Okay, Patsy Doyle, let's hear the full story.
Don't mind my leaving my office door open, Miss Summers. Since that thing last night, I'm a bit wary of being in a room alone with a woman.
I'm not surprised, Mr. Faulkner. You must have had a nasty shock.
I couldn't have believed Erica would stoop so low.
Your wife?
Yes. We're separated, you see, and she's bringing a custody suit against me over our daughter.
I see. Your daughter lives with you, then?
No, she's at boarding school. Erica wants to take her away from there and have complete control over the child. The kid likes the school, and she's happy. She wouldn't be happy with her mother, I know that.
And what you're saying is that your wife arranged for Patsy Doyle to be at your apartment last night, go to bed in the servants' room, knowing that you'd be home later.
Yes. Somehow, Erica found out that I was out of town and was due back by plane at about midnight. She still has the key to my apartment, so it was easy enough for her to get in and pretend to be mistress of the place, so to speak.
And she arranged for a photographer to be outside the window and take a photo of you and Patsy together.
And some photo. Me in my apartment alone with a woman in a dressing gown. Her idea, of course, will be to demonstrate to the law court that I'm not a fit person to have custody of my daughter.
Yes, that's what Mr. Troy thought.
He's representing this Miss Doyle, isn't he?
Yes, that's right.
And what does he hope to do for her? I can't think of any way he can prove the truth about last night. If I could, you may be sure I'd be only too glad to help.
I'm sure you would, Mr. Faulkner. And I certainly hope Mr. Troy can come up with something. Quite apart from your problem, Miss Doyle will quite likely find her name publicly blackened when your court case comes up.
Yes. I'd be more sorry for her if I wasn't busy with my own problems.
One other thing. The informed agent who Patsy Doyle was booked through said that a man rang and said he was you and asked for her to be interviewed by your wife at 9 o'clock last night.
I definitely did not phone. Erica must have got some friend of hers to do it. It was probably Harry Klein. She was always pretty thick with the Klein.
I don't see what good it's going to do to talk to Mrs. Faulkner.
Nor do I, Patsy. But we have to go through the routine of letting her say whether or not she means to go through with this dirty frame-up.
Well, if you say so, of course.
Well, this is our floor. Come on, Patsy. You told me that she actually signed the employment form that was to be mailed back to the agency.
That's right. She didn't want to sign it. But I had to insist that she do that immediately. But she wouldn't give it to me. She said she'd post it on her way out.
Mm-hmm. And she left straight away?
Yes. She said she wouldn't be back till late, but that I wasn't to wait up for her. If I'd known it was that employment form she threw in the street garbage can...
Now, wait a minute. You saw her do that?
Oh, indeed I did. As she left the building. I could see her from the window. But at the time, I didn't realize it was the employment form.
was one of those things you fold over and post without an envelope, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, it'll be gone now. They clear those cans every morning in this area. Oh, this is the apartment.
Yes?
Mrs. Faulkner?
That's right. What is it? You. Why, you're the girl in that photograph.
Yes, Mrs. Faulkner. I'm also the girl you interviewed at your husband's apartment last night.
I interviewed at my husband's apartment? Oh, don't be absurd. I haven't been near my husband's apartment for months.
Can you prove that?
What? Now, see here, whoever you are, I don't have to prove anything.
My name's Troy, Mrs. Faulkner. Peter Troy. I'm a private investigator, engaged by Miss Doyle here to prove that she was at your husband's apartment with your consent.
Oh, I... Well, you have quite a job ahead of you, Mr. Troy.
Well, come be coming for a moment. Talking here at your door.
If you expect me to allow that woman to come into my home, then you must be losing your mind.
You have no right in this world to talk to me like that. I'm a decent girl, Mrs. Faulkner.
Decent? You have your nerve, I must say. That's decent. A girl who put herself in the position you were in last night. Well, we'll see what the court has to say about that.
Mrs. Faulkner, we are not interested in your legal fight with your husband. We are interested only in Miss Doyle's part in this business.
And a mighty juicy part it is, too. A young woman like her chasing after a married man. Not that I really blame the girl, if it comes to that. I know what a woman chaser Bob is. He never could resist a pretty face.
Because it's pretty face, is it, Doctor? But how did you...
Patsy, will you knock it off? Mrs. Faulkner, can't we persuade you not to go ahead and use that photograph you had taken?
When it's the cornerstone of my case against Bob, don't be funny.
You have no qualms at all about injuring the reputation of a girl who was quite innocently trapped into this situation?
I'm interested only in winning my fight with my husband and in getting my daughter back.
Oh, and no price is too high to pay, huh?
That's right, Mr. Troy. No price is too high to pay. Now I must ask you two to get out of my doorway as I wish to close the door. Oh, and don't bother to come back, Mr. Troy. I won't be changing my mind.
Rough for me to handle, and rough on a little Irish doll, Patsy Doyle. The only pleasant thing about the whole case was that Julie had taken a liking to Patsy, and consequently I didn't have to cope at the same time with Julie going into her fire-breathing act. Well, 24 hours went by, and I was still no further towards a solution of our problem.
Well, what did he say, Pete?
Photographer.
Thought you might be able to get something out of him. Pete, we've just got to prove that Mrs. Faulkner was at her husband's apartment that night.
Yeah, well, just pardon me while I rest the dogs for a bit. Oh.
That Mrs. Faulkner must be a horror. No wonder her husband's having trouble with her.
Mm-hmm. He seemed okay, you said.
Oh, yes, quite a nice sort of chap.
Not the sort who'd have dolls up to his apartment.
How should I know about that? He's a man, isn't he?
Oh, okay, skip it.
Oh, you'd think somebody would have seen Mrs. Faulkner going into her husband's apartment building and coming out.
I've asked everybody around the place, and nobody saw anything.
You must have been very smart.
That you can say twice. Yeah, I saw the janitor and all the tenants on that floor, but I might as well have saved my breath. I even poked around in that street garbage can.
Garbage can?
Yeah, Mrs. Faulkner signed one of the employment agency's forms for Patsy. She kept it and threw it in a garbage can outside the building.
I don't understand.
Well, it's a form that's supposed to be mailed back to the agency saying that the employee is okay and has been engaged.
Oh, I see. Well, if only we had that, it would prove that Mrs. Faulkner hired Patsy.
Yeah, sure. But we don't have it. The garbage can's emptied every morning. All I found when I was looking into it today was a policeman telling me to move on.
What, in the garbage can?
Huh?
You looked in the can and found a policeman?
Oh, please, Julie, please. No bright little quips today. I can't take her.
Certainly look as though you need cheering up. Coffee, perhaps.
No, thanks, honey. No coffee. I've come to the conclusion that coffee doesn't solve a thing.
Well, what's the next move?
I am darned if I know. I can't get away from the only two possible solutions. One, get Mrs. Faulkner to agree not to use that photograph.
Yes, I can't see you doing that.
Or two, prove that she was in her husband's apartment when Patsy was there. And she has an alibi a mile wide.
Two friends of hers. What's their name? Klein?
Oh, yeah.
They can't be very nice people if they'll tell all those lies about her being at their place all evening.
Well, they're her friends. And what's that old bit about birds of a feather?
Mm, I suppose so. Well, I don't know what to suggest. But I just hate the idea of Patsy having to be written up in the papers as some kind of a girl who goes into a man's apartment.
Yeah, so do I, honey. Well, at least it's refreshing for us to agree about some doll.
Mm.
You know, I think I'll go and have a talk to Patsy. No, better still, you call her and ask her to come here.
Mm-hmm. What good will that do?
I have no idea. But there's always the possibility that she's forgotten some infinitesimal piece of evidence that might help.
I'll call her then. I hope she's at a lodging.
And I've changed my mind.
About what?
The coffee. When you've called Patsy, whip up a brew, huh? Yeah. Oh, boy, that was good.
Yes, it was. You make a lovely cup of coffee, Julie. So much nicer than what you get in the cafe. Glad you enjoyed it, Patsy.
Now, Patsy, what we've got to do is to go over all this business again.
What for?
Well, you sometimes find that when someone tells you a story, they unwittingly leave something out. And occasionally, that something is a help.
But I haven't left anything out. I told you all of it.
Well, naturally you think so, but there's nothing else we can do, so let's give it a go.
Oh, all right, if you say so. But my head's in such a whirl over this whole thing that I'm just as likely to leave out something as add anything.
Oh, dear, this has been a horrible experience for you.
Oh, I never knew the like of it, I'm sure. I didn't know that people did such terrible things. Fancy that, Mrs. Faulkner, wanting to cheat her husband like that.
Yeah, well, take my word on it, Patsy. The world's full of such people.
She seemed such a charming lady, too, when I met her that night. And she does have some heart. But not enough to suit me.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, let's begin at the Hey, what did you mean by saying that she has some heart?
I meant what I said. You know how rude she was when we talked to her yesterday?
Yes, I know.
Well, this morning, she was quite different.
This morning? You saw Mrs. Faulkner this morning?
Oh, yes. Didn't I mention that?
You did not. Look, what's going on, Patsy? Now, how come you saw her this morning?
I went over to her place, so I did.
You did what?
Yes. I lay awake half the night thinking about it. It seemed to me that no one could be as bad as she made herself out to be when you and I called on her yesterday.
But Patsy, you didn't go to see her without telling Pete.
I suppose I should have told you, Mr. Troy. Yes, I realize now. It was rather inconsiderate of me. Seeing as you've been so good about everything.
Patsy, you went to see this woman this morning. Now, never mind the apologies. What happened?
Nothing, really. I asked her if I could talk to her. Seeing I was alone, she let me come into the apartment.
What did you say to her?
I asked her, please not to use that photograph the way she said she would. I told her how terrible it would be for me.
And what did she say to that?
She said she most surely would use the photo, and there was no way out of it.
Oh, well, that figures.
I was so upset, I was almost on the point of tears, so I was.
Yeah, but she threw you out just the same, huh?
Well, not exactly. She said she was sorry that I was involved, but that she just had to use that photo. Then she gave me the check, and I left.
Check? What check?
The check she gave me for £50. She said it might help compensate for me, for the trouble I was in.
A check? Has she signed the check to you herself?
But haven't I just told you that very thing?
Well, what have you done with it? Where is the check?
Nothing. I've got it here in my handbag. I didn't want to take it, but she insisted, and I thought...
Patsy, you have the most Irish back-to-front way of telling a story, but I love you.
What? Well, Pete, really.
Oh, never mind all that, girl. Give me that check, Patsy. Come on. I think we just may be in business. Remember, girls, I do the talking. No matter what I say, you either back me up or say nothing, okay?
Okay, Pete. I just hope it works.
I really don't understand one little bit of what's happening, Mr. Troy.
Yes? Oh, it's you again. Mr. Troy, isn't it? I thought I told you.
Oh, yes, but that was yesterday, Mrs. Faulkner. Today, things are very different.
Different? I don't propose to argue with you, Mr. Troy. I admit I gave this girl a check for £50. Why shouldn't I? I've nothing against her personally. Nobody's ever going to believe that I paid her to go to my husband's place.
Maybe, and maybe not. But then we're not interested in trying to prove anything but the truth.
I thought for a minute that you were being silly enough to try...
Nothing like that, Mrs. Fulton. But I didn't come all this way over to your apartment just to stand and argue at the door again.
I told you yesterday. I have nothing to say to you.
Well, suit yourself. But you may as well realize that when you get into court and Patsy tells the court that you were at your husband's apartment that night, she's going to be able to prove it. Come on, girls. We don't have to argue with this woman.
I don't know why we bothered to come. If she wants to make a fool of herself, that's her affair. Come on, Patsy.
Wait.
Yeah?
What did you want to see me about?
Did we get to talk inside your apartment?
All right. Come in.
After you, girls.
All right. You're in. Now, what is all this?
I won't waste your time, Mrs. Faulkner. I picked up this employment form of Miss Doyle's this morning from the employment agency.
What?
As you can see, it has your signature on it. It was posted night before last.
That's impossible. I...
Yeah, you shoved the form into a street garbage can. One with a lid that snapped up. What you didn't notice was that the form didn't drop into the can, but caught in a lid. A passerby evidently saw it sticking out, thought somebody had shoved it there, maybe in mistake for a pillowbox, and took the form and mailed it to the agency.
That's incredible.
Yes, isn't it? But that is your signature on the form, isn't it, Mrs. Faulkner? And it clearly proves that you, and not your husband, signed the form engaging Miss Doyle.
What can I say? It's true, of course. If my luck can be so bad that I could slip up throwing the form away, I don't suppose it's any use my going ahead with the court case.
Oh, swell. I knew you'd be sensible. Now, if you'll just sign this.
What is it?
Just a clear admission that Miss Doyle was at your husband's apartment by arrangement with you. And that she was called there to be employed by you as a maid.
I should have thought you have enough evidence already. Oh, all right, I'll sign. You have a pen?
Right here.
There. Now, if you don't mind, I'm rather tired. Wait a minute. That form. You said it was posted by some passerby who found it.
So I did.
There was no postmark on it. And this signature. It's like mine, and yet it isn't. Why, you... I really did destroy that form.
Yes, Mrs. Faulkner. And you very nearly destroyed my good name as well.
And don't worry, Mrs. Faulkner. The signature on this paper I have is most certainly yours. So if I were you, I'd just quietly hand over the negative and prints of that photograph you had taken as well.
You're very clever, Mr. Troy. Perhaps I should have engaged you on my side in the first place.
You can just forget that kind of idea, Mrs. Faulkner. The day my boss gets into that kind of dirty business, I'll walk out. And he'll need to...
I get the message, Julie.
Yes. Walk softly, Peter Troy.